to an adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and we're now going to one of our favorite places for festivals, because on the Pipe Man Radio Tour, we normally would be on a lot of festivals, but there's one town in particular that we do a festival 3 weeks in a row, and what a cool town, because they have cool music and cool bands, like the one we're about to have on here. So I'd like to welcome to the show Clayton from Kiss Kiss Bang. How are you?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good today.
Yeah, so when I saw the thing, I was like, oh yeah, good music comes out of Kentucky. You know, I cover the Louder Than Life Festival, Bourbon and Beyond, and Hometown Rising, which I'm sure you're familiar with, at least one of those.
Right, yeah. Those have become staples here in recent years.
Yes. And it's funny, the last one, I remember being knee-deep in mud. That was pretty funny.
Yep. Which one was that? Bourbon Beyond?
That was Bourbon Beyond. And you guys fit right in on Bourbon Beyond. I could totally see you guys playing Bourbon Beyond.
Well, we'd absolutely love to. I believe there was something circling around about getting us on one of those about a year ago, and then it all collapsed. So I don't know if that's going to happen now or not.
Yeah, well, you know, COVID collapsed a lot of things, huh?
Right. Absolutely, yeah. We've had struggles with getting shows here. Now it's starting to pick back up. We've been playing shows here recently. We just played Nashville back in last Saturday, I think it was. And then we got a couple more coming out. I think we got one in Lexington here in a couple of weeks. So they're trickling in slowly, but not like it was.
Well, it's good to hear that at least it's coming back alive. And who knows, maybe before long we'll be back to somewhat normal.
Yeah, man, we hope so. That's what we're looking forward to.
But in the meantime, let's talk about the new EP. It's titled Hungry, High, and Seeing Things. And that certainly can have a lot of meanings to it. I know what meaning came to me right away.
Yeah, it's a little bit of, speaking to the time the record was made and what everybody's dealing with and going through at the time, and maybe a little bit of what we did to try to get through it. And there's a couple of lines in a song on the record called Solid Gold that kind of mixes those two things up a little bit, and we pulled it from that. We thought it spoke to what the record was and sounded like and meant to us.
So tell us a little bit about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. If you were to describe to our listeners who've never heard you what your music is without using a genre label, because I hate those things because that just puts artists in a box. And I don't think we could fit your band into any of those boxes anyway. But how would you describe your music to them?
Without using a genre? Let's see. I like to think it's raw. It's just a raw sound. We try not to polish a whole lot, and a lot of what you hear is just dialed in amp tones and, you know, the best guitars we can get at the time, and just trying to get as tight as we possibly can with each other.
Yeah, and I've noticed it's like, it's definitely rock and roll for sure, but I can definitely hear the influence of, and I imagine this in Kentucky, sitting around the campfire just playing music type of gig.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's pretty much how all the songs are written in a way, you know, not exactly like that, but, you know, they're all from riffs and little guitar pieces that we all would write just jamming on a piece of guitar or something. That's how they all start, at least. They'll just bring pieces. We'll just bring pieces to each other. And then the whole song gets written pretty much similar to that. Instead of sitting around a campfire, we're just sitting around a drum set in a garage. Like, this record was written in 3 days.
Wow.
We had a recording date booked at Gem City Studios with Matt McQueen. We had a guy in the band who was in the band for a long, long time named Malcolm Warren. He did a lot. He handled a lot of the management side for us and everything. And then he quit on us. He left and moved down to Texas. And we kind of just forgot about that. So that happened. We were without him. We were without a drummer. And we find out from Matt that we had recording dates that we'd already paid for coming up that weekend. And so we had to either make the decision to forfeit that money and time and let it go, or try to beat out some songs and go record them. And that's what we did. We called a guy from Nashville, Taylor Sanders, a drummer, a friend of ours, to come up. We sat in the garage for 3 days and wrote these songs and beat them out, and then went and recorded them. And we thought that this might be our last little hurrah, as Kiss Kiss Bang, really. So we just kind of gave it our best shot, and to us, we think it's the best thing we've done so far.
Sometimes I think it is best when you don't overanalyze and you just let the creative juices flow. That's my opinion.
Right, absolutely. We would agree with that. We didn't know that until now, but I think we're going to try to take that route in the future. Of course, it won't be exactly the same, but we'll try to limit ourselves a little bit or give ourselves a little less time, put a little pressure on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the thing of when you're doing it that way, you have actually less pressure because you're just banging it out. You're not sitting there overthinking things and you're just playing some music.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I probably shouldn't have said it like that, because it was very relaxed, because like we said, we thought we were just making a record for us, just kind of like a little last hurrah.
Exactly. Yeah. Basically, when you're under those circumstances, then you can just be you and be authentic, opposed to second guessing everything that you do, which I think happens quite a bit in the music business.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. That's why, a couple of the songs are over 5 minutes long. We didn't worry about keeping it tight within radio standards and all that stuff.
And
we
look
put
at
a long, weird breakdown, like a folky breakdown in the middle of a rock song and stuff, just had fun with it.
Exactly. And look at some of the best songs ever in history. Like, look at Bohemian Rhapsody. They were told to cut that down for radio, and they didn't listen, and look at what happened to that song.
Right, absolutely, yeah. I don't know if we would have enjoyed ourselves as much if we had to do all that.
Yeah, especially in songwriting today, because it's like, I don't know, I talk about this a lot. Old school rock and roll just, had musicianship to it. And now it's kind of like you almost eliminate all that for the radio play and people's attention span. It's like, cut a verse out, do no intro, no break, no solos, And to me, that's boring.
Right.
I want the song to take me on a journey.
We feel the very same way. That's why we put guitar solos in all of our songs, and all of the guitars are riffed, and like we put some dueling guitars on this record. You don't hear that a lot unless it's a metal band. Some real Allman Brothers themed stuff or inspired stuff on there. Like there's a song called High Price for Peace of Mind that really rests hard on this dueling guitar. Well, I don't know if I should say dueling or not, but you know what I mean? Guitar harmonizing and stuff like that. Good old school riffs like that, some Zeppelin style things. And that was important to us. We wanted you to hear and feel the guitars and the drums and on this song and stuff, and that, that it was played by four live human beings.
I love it. That's the way it should be. And so everybody needs to definitely check out, too, the official video for High Price for a Peace of Mind.
Right.
That's a pretty badass video, I gotta say. And they'll see exactly what we've been talking about if they watch this video, for sure.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. We did that in a WKU here at Western Kentucky in Bowling Green. We did that in a studio at their place. A girl named Lily Thompson, who does a lot of our photos for stuff, she has access to that building. And then her boyfriend, Brandon Taylor, who's a good buddy of ours, has a little production company called 254 Productions, and he shot the video for us. So we just lit this room up red, and we just jammed for a few hours in the middle of a snowstorm, actually, down here. It was a little bit of a three-day blizzard.
Wow. That's the way to do it. Produce some music in a blizzard. I love it.
Yeah.
So tell everybody how they can connect you on social media, on the web, how they can get the new album, merch, all that good stuff.
Yeah, all of our websites, Facebook, Instagram, and everything is /KissKissBang or Kiss Kiss Bang Music. You can find us on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora's even on there, I believe. The record's now available on all of those things. We like to try to direct people to our Bandcamp, and that's kisskissbang.bandcamp.com. That's just to pull the record directly off the band, but you get it however you see fit. Whatever you stream music on, it's all available there too.
Well, I think they should definitely check it out. It's badass music, good old rock and roll, and you guys are great musicians. So I thank you for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Man, thank you very much. Thank you for having us. We appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man. On W4CY Radio.